The generator may be optionally removed at the end of its useful life, approximately 24 weeks or 6 months. Since the effects of long-term implantation have not been investigated, the surgeon should carefully weigh the risks versus the benefits of explantation when deciding whether to remove the patient's device. Under sterile technique, with the use of a local anesthetic, the generator may be removed. The explantation procedure may be performed as an outpatient procedure. When the generator is implanted subcutaneously, it can be easily palpated to determine the precise position. Under sterile technique and with the use of local anesthetic, simple dissection will permit access to the generator for removal. To remove the generator, the surgeon will take hold of each lead separately and wrap it around the forceps. Gently and steadily pull the generator and lead until they detach from the cathode. The cathodes will remain embedded in the bony fusion mass. The connector located on each lead is designed to pull apart on explantation, leaving the uninsulated titanium cathode wires enmeshed in bone. The wound is then closed using a standard closing procedure.